Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, the other day I was giving some tips to the girls on how they could get a date, and they said a woman can increase their likelihood of a man approaching her if she uncrosses her arms, makes subtle eye contact, and smiles. Now, these tips could also be a good tactic to use on a date if it's not going so well, because I have signs that a woman is not interested in the date as you continue on, because sometimes, you know, you start off the date's going okay, and then by halftime, you're like, I don't think she's digging me too much. Well, this is going to help you out this morning. So some of the signs are crossing your arms. If she's got her arms crossed a lot during the date, she's resisting you in some way.
You know, they always say that,
yep.
But I'll cross my arms sometimes.
Yeah.
Because not that I'm dismissing you or not listening, but now and then I get conscious, self-conscious about it.
Okay.
And I'm like, are they thinking I'm not listening?
Yeah, because I focus like that. Like I'll sit back and cross my arms and I'm listening. It's not that I'm tuning out. It's the opposite.
It doesn't mean you're tuning out, but usually what it means psychologically is that you're resistant to the message you're getting.
See, and I do that in church and I see the pastor look at me and all. I'm just cold.
Well, so subconsciously, and it's not every time you do it, but people, when they are getting a message they're not sure about, they cross their arms. It's kind of almost a way to defend against that message.
I just like that at the same time, Cato and I both uncross our arms when you were talking.
Thank you.
Signs that a woman's not interested in you in her date as it continues on. Avoiding eye contact, that's obvious out there. She's avoiding looking at you. She's looking all around the restaurant. She may have ADD too. You might want to ask that question.
It's tough. It's tough to focus. Yeah. I try.
I mean, you got the TVs and a lot of the restaurants now.
Shiny things.
Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely.
My wife gets mad when we go out to dinner and we'll go to somewhere like Yard House and there's 50 TVs up. And it's very hard not to even, like, it might be a horse race. I don't even care about horse racing, but I see it and I'm like, which horse is going to win?
I sat and watched a game of golf the other day.
Yeah.
And I don't even like golf as far as watching it.
But you're like, well, how hard did he hit that ball? Did it go in a good spot or not?
Well, TV was right there in front of me.
All right. Signs that a woman is not interested in her date, faking a smile or not smiling at all. So, you know, sometimes you'll say something like, and you know it's a fake smile.
Yeah, you can tell.
You
got to practice your fake smiling. You got to make it seem more natural.
I agree. Answering in monosyllables.
I don't know what that means.
Tom, can you hear me?
It's when they talk like this and they don't really change the tone of their voice.
But it's a monosyllable.
Yeah.
Monosyllable.
Oh, I guess that may be just one syllable. So they're basically just going yes, no.
Yeah.
Oh. Uh-huh.
That's two syllables.
Thanks for educating us.
Yeah.
Make you just split it up. Go, Say again.
Don't say huh. They'll repeat themselves.
That's true. They say sagging her.
Wow.
Sagging her shoulders.
Yeah.
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 So if your shoulders are kind of sagging, that means she's not interested in the date if it's halfway through.
No, it means I have bad posture. You're reading too much into that.
Most of these things I do on this show on a regular basis.
Well, I know you're not interested in this conversation.
I didn't say I was doing it on this one, but okay. A lot of times, there's times when I hear Hawks talking, I just sag my shoulders. I'm like, oh, gosh.
Looking around the room.
Yeah.
Looking at the TV.
Mm-hmm. Not smiling for sure.
Mm-hmm. All right. Crossing my arms.
Looking at her cell phone or watch is an indication that she's not into the date because she's like, okay, when's this date going to be over?
That's on you. Yeah. You haven't provided more entertainment than these other things.
That's not always true.
Why else is she doing it?
Well, she's not interested in the date.
Yeah.
Because you're not making it interesting.
Maybe she never was interested in it, and she just wanted a free meal.
And quite frankly, it's part of her responsibility to keep the entertainment going, too. I mean, the audience has to participate.
When I went on dates, I would be like, it is my job to make this date exciting and fun because I'm trying to win this person over.
I mean, but the audience is very important. You think a Broadway show or something, and let's say they do their routine or their song, and it ends, and they're like, yay, yay. The monosyllables coming back into play.
I would bet
not encourage the actor to sing better.
Oh, God. I bet over half of our performances are in front of no audience at all.
But wouldn't you hate to do the entertaining during the entire date and find out after you're married that she does no entertaining at all? I mean, it's got to be a 50-50.
Well, that's something
you'll
learn. I got
to be interested in this date, too.
Over time, but I mean, at the beginning, you've got to make sure that things keep going smoothly.
On both sides.
Signs that a woman is not interested in her date, tapping her foot if she starts tapping the foot.
This is offensive to ADD people.
And if there's
I
music.
I don't like this.
I mean, if there's music going, they might be tapping their foot to the music.
And
that's stupid.
Tom does have restless leg syndrome, too. So, and then staring blankly is another sign that they are just kind of looking right through you or just a blank stare.
That is not my fault. My brain went somewhere else for a minute, but I snap back as soon as I can.
Well, to give you credit, you do have ADD.
I know, but this also makes me realize why I was single for so long.
Did you do these things with John, though?
Probably.
Oh, come on. He wouldn't have stayed with you if you did.
But see, I don't think I do it in a rude way. I cross my arms because I'm sitting back and I'm listening to what you say.
I think that cross your arms is the least important one of
those.
I'm
jiggling my leg because I can't sit still. I was
smiling.
The kid tapping when I was in school. Mm-hmm.
You got a little rhythm. That's okay.
Thank you.
I don't know why John married you either now.
Me either.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
You know, some people are so stupid it must just hurt to be that dumb. Or maybe it's one of those things where it just hurts everyone around them and they don't know how stupid they are.
You know what? I saw a study. It shows the difference between being a genius or an idiot comes down to just one single gene. And I wonder how many people are hearing this thinking, gee, you know what? I came close.
What?
You're welcome.
You came close, Hawk.
That's what I'm saying.
Did he?
I'm saying.
All right. Well, a man in Georgia was just arrested for stealing more than 90 manhole covers.
What?
He was going around in his 2020 Nissan Kick, which is an SUV, and he was loading manhole covers in the back, which had to weigh the car down quite a bit, too. Yeah.
He's popping a wheelie down the road. Listen, that happens because sometimes I'll deliver supplies to our church and they'll have the big orders from like Sam's. And I'm like, my car is popping a wheelie. That's how heavy because all the water in the back.
Doing that Carolina lean.
Yes.
Well, he was caught on home surveillance cameras and the covers were so heavy that he needed someone else to help carry them and put them in the trunk. There's no update on whether that person was caught or not. But the neighbors were worried that joggers could accidentally fall into the holes. Pets or children could fall in, to mention what it'll do to your car.
I know. I can tell you what it'll do.
Because it destroys it.
I was riding with a friend down a street near downtown Greenville years ago, and a manhole cover was gone.
Oh, wow.
And I don't know how my friend did not see it and straddle it. But bam, bam, we hit that thing. It busted his tire, his rim. Ooh. Called the city. They said, sorry, not our problem.
Some of the smaller cars, your whole tire would be down in that manhole.
Yeah.
And it could rip suspension out and stuff. Your car's probably not going to be right again after that.
Right.
This guy was doing it more than likely to sell them at scrap yards, which you think a scrapyard would say, wait a second, where'd you get 90 manhole covers from, and call the police?
I mean, that is a big moral issue there. First of all, stealing, we know that.
Right.
But it's like you're not even thinking about all the damage that could be done to people, and even probably to a point where it could kill somebody.
They don't care.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you're stealing things, I don't think you care how you're affecting other people.
Well, I think, I'm thinking some people have a moral code where they'll go, okay, you know, I'm just stealing this. I'm not going to murder or hurt somebody.
This isn't like stealing bread to feed your family. This is stealing property to sell it so you can make a buck.
Right, but you don't think that criminals out there have this moral code too where they think, okay, this one's not as bad as this, hurting somebody or killing somebody.
I'm just stealing till I can get my feet back on the ground. That's it.
Yeah.
Just trying to get a little ahead.
Dude had to make sure he didn't drive over the manholes as he drove away. Of course he knew.
Yeah.
That would have been funny had he fell into one.
Right, yeah.
Yes, it would have, actually. I get so tired of it. Now, I realize the internet lets us see all these idiots that we may not have seen as much of in the past, but it's just so frustrating. And then our system lets these people out again instead of that person should be treated like a violent criminal because that was super dangerous to people, and he didn't care.
I've learned through friends that if you're arrested and you have no money, they'll release you quicker. If you've got something to lose, they'll try to take everything you got.
Wow. Wow. That's unethical too.
Yeah, it is. But yeah, you look at it. The people that get released back on the street are the ones that they can't afford an attorney. They can't be sued. They don't have a house. You know, it's like they don't own things enough to take it from them.
Yeah, but then if you have a whole lot of money, you can pay your way out of trouble. So it's really just like middle-class people who always end up in the most trouble.
Well, to be fair, this guy had a 2020 SUV, so he wasn't like broke.
Well, and also the person that was buying the manhole covers from him, that's also another problem. You're thinking, how many manhole covers do you want? You want a dozen or half a dozen? Like, where did you get these?
There was 90 of them, Hawk.
This ain't Krispy Kreme.
And who's going to go in and say, I'm looking for a manhole cover. You have those in stock today.
Come to the back.
It's like, I noticed one's missing in my neighborhood. HOA got together and we gathered up some money.
What are the chances? I was just looking to cover this with a manhole cover.
Yeah.
Interesting footnote. Do you know how much a manhole cover cost?
To make or to
buy and put one in? For the city.
$200.
That's exactly right. About $200.
Okay, there you go.
They're thinking about putting locks on them now, but that would add another $180 to the manhole cover.
Wow. All I want them to do is the ones that are sunk way down into the road that your tire hits going ba-bam.
Right.
Fill those in so they're a little smoother.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So $200 for an original manhole cover. And all right, if it's a fake one at the jockey lot, how much do those cost?
$5.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
The germiest place in your car, it's probably not what you think. Scientists, they did the car swab test, and a lot of people say having a clean car sanitized makes you feel better about yourself. But having a germy car actually can affect your health. So you need to clean those cars out every once in a while.
What place did they say is bad?
They asked the drivers across America, what's the top germiest place in your car? Number one answer, 63% of them said steering wheel was what they thought. Driver door handles was number two at 45%. And then gear shift was 39%.
Okay, none of those would have been my guess.
Okay.
I would have thought the part where your butt sits in the seat. Because I know what I do.
Okay, but I mean, that's not so germy, is it?
It depends on how much Mexican I've had.
But you have pants on, usually.
I mean, is that a
least.
Filter? Is that a strong enough filter?
I mean, it's better than nothing.
You have to think that my seats, the little foam in the seats, that's got to be gross.
Yeah, you know what? And I've got little holes in mine where the kids will eat and stuff, and like you can poke like a toothpick in those holes. Have you ever done that? You know what? is actually underneath that layer of leather or whatever you got.
My heated seat that I'm not going to mess
with. It is, but what keeps it soft? It's just like styrofoam is all
that
is.
It's not styrofoam.
What's that puffy?
It's called foam.
Okay, just foam in general. It's like the memory foam type stuff. That'd be nice. I'd like, you know, I want memory foam car seats now.
You see how big your butt is when you stand up. Women would not like that.
That would be fun.
I'm just saying, your seats, man, you don't know what that can't be the cleanest place in your car.
It's not even mentioned, Tom.
They didn't test it, did they?
So this is what the driver saw. They saw a steering wheel, they said the driver door handle, and the gear shift. So they did the swab test, revealed the germiest places in the car are more unexpected than you thought, including the front seat cup holder. That has 1,179 germs, according to the test. Hmm. Yeah. Which is a lot less than the other things that they mention.
And strangely specific.
But I wonder why that's that. I mean, you put your drink in there, it seems like that wouldn't be germy.
Because it spills, and then you forget to clean it up, and then it's a hot day, so it basically bakes down in there.
And are the germs bad germs? Because not all germs are bad.
All right.
Like, is it E. coli? Is it going to make me sick? Or is it just a germ that's not going to change my life?
The dashboard air vent was number two, according to the scientist swab test, had 1,082 germs in those.
Sometimes you can smell it,
you
too.
Can't you?
You turn it on, and you're like, oh, yeah. What is that?
And then you go, and you take it to the mechanic. It's like, well, you need to change your in-cabin air filter. Like, I have one of those? I've owned this car for 12 years.
Exactly. In fact, I think this is the first car I've ever had them ask me that. And I'm like, what happened to my last cars I've had that I've never had that changed?
Well, you just roll down the windows. You didn't have that option.
Well,
probably.
That's what I do now.
You don't even need it. It's stupid. And you know what's crazy? If you ever find out, those things cost like $2 or $3 and they charge you $35 to $100 to change them. Yeah. And some of them are very difficult to get to.
I agree. They should make them like the refrigerator filters for your water and stuff. It's like, you know what? You should just have one of those little bitty holes in the front of your dashboard where you just shove that filter in.
Yep.
It'd be a lot less trouble. All right, and then they say the driver's side floor mats, 1,197 germs there. So you never think about that. You're walking around all day in bathrooms and nasty places. You come in, you put your feet on the floor mat. That's a nasty, germy place for you.
I would think it'd be number one.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, so steering wheel. Guess how many germs on a steering wheel, according to the swab test the scientist did.
Well, was I eating on the way in?
Okay.
I'm going to say 1,142 and a half.
It was nowhere near what the other places were.
Seven.
408 germs on a steering wheel.
That's close.
But, you know, you get it, and I don't know if you do this or not, but, like, my steering wheel has hair gel or something on it. It's got that film of just... You know, because I sit in car lines sometimes, and I'm looking at it, and I'm like, you start to scrape off parts of your steering wheel or what's on the...
Okay, it's like the Krispy Kreme glaze.
Yes.
What is that?
I think it's just germs or cooties.
Y'all nasty is what it is.
No, you look at your steering wheel.
I'll be right back.
There's like some kind of layer of gunk on it.
Uh-huh. It's just skin oils.
I never noticed that.
Yeah.
I do clean it when I wash my car.
It scrapes off, though. So steering wheel, 408 germs. The interior driver door handle only had 375 germs on it. So way less than your cup holder, your dashboard air vent, and the driver's side floor mats.
Well, the door handle makes sense because it's outside. So when it rains, it gets washed.
Mm-hmm.
So that's basically clean.
The floor mat definitely makes sense. The bottom of your feet go in horrible places.
And they did not mention anything about those, you know, French fries that have like a light layer of green fuzz on them that fell in between the crevices of the seat in the back where your baby was, because you lift up some of those back seats where your baby's been, all kinds of food and junk.
Where are
there.
You getting French fries that do that? I've never seen a French fry grow mold in my life.
I was just exaggerating.
I was going to say, they got preservatives and crap. They don't grow mold.
That's true. Those fast food restaurants... Those fast food restaurants, they have a lot of preservatives there.
What did I miss?
And get this.
I don't know why I was tapping on my mic stand.
He was tapping on his mic like this. And I'm like, what is
space, tapping
down
on his
here?
Mic.
I was putting it way down here.
Quite frankly, I thought it was a helicopter was flying over for a second.
Oh my gosh, that's funny.
And then finally, girls, they have more cooties than the guys. More girls' cars had more germs in them than the guys. And that's, you know why? Because guys, they like really treat their automobiles.
It's because girls have the kids in the car more often.
Well, that could be another thing, too.
Yeah, I'm going to blame it on my kid.
But you look at guys. They're out there on a Saturday normally washing their car. And
I ain't washed my car in years.
You haven't, but that's not typical, Tom. Someone that has a car like yours most of the time keeps it very clean.
I just hope it rains a lot.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know why it's not outside of Cleveland. You know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, Merriam-Webster Dictionary has added more than 5,000 terms, and we're going to go over those this morning.
Oh, that's going to be a while.
My mom's here for early dismissal.
Okay, we might cut it short and just do a few of the major ones. This is their 12th edition of their collegiate dictionary, and they are adding more than 5,000 terms. Here are some of the things they're adding. Beast mode. Uh-huh. Which Merriam-Webster defines as, quote, an extremely aggressive or energetic style or manner that someone adopts temporarily to overpower an opponent in a fight or competition. He went into beast mode.
Yeah, not Mr. Beast mode. That's a totally different mode.
Ugh. Okay, they're just now adding dad bod to the dictionary.
Wow.
I think we all know what that means, yeah. But they say it's a physique regarded as typical of an average father, especially one that is slightly overweight and not extremely muscular.
That took them a while, because that's been around for a bit, don't you think?
What's the word if you don't have kids?
Uncle bod.
Dad bod in training.
No, I mean, I'm not going to have kids. I can tell you that.
It's still a dad bod. You're just not a dad.
Oh.
But you got his bod. dumb phone. Phone is a cell phone that does not include advanced software features such as email, internet, browser, and typically those things are found on smartphones.
That's like my friend who still has a flip phone.
Yeah, it's a dumb phone.
A lot of older people have dumb phones, like, you know, your grandparents and stuff.
No, my mom has a smartphone, and it's smarter than she is.
Okay.
Bless her heart.
Yeah,
sometimes
my
she don't
mom
know how
does
to work
not.
It.
My mom gets the one, and she recharges it every month, like,
oh, yeah.
Like with a card.
That's it. My dad used to do that.
Yeah.
All right, this one I thought has been around, farm to table.
Yep.
And that's involving the direct sale and distribution of food from its point of origin to customers. So you're buying it from the farmer.
Yes.
See, I've always wondered if I went to a restaurant and ordered a steak, I'm going to have to wait for them to go out in the field to get the cow, to butcher it.
Boom.
Collapse.
Wouldn't that be crazy if they're like, here, it's like lobster. Like, would you like to pick out your cow?
Like that one's so cute. Over there.
He's so cute.
Or like Nate Bargatze says, he likes, what is it, farm to factory to table. He wants as many hands as possible into his food.
That's weird.
No, it's not. He likes processed food.
There is nothing better than like a ham sandwich or something.
Yeah, that's processed.
Yeah.
In the package.
I like farm to fast food.
All right. Hard pass. A firm refusal or rejection of something, such as an offer. I'll have a hard pass on that. Basically, you're taking a pass on it. You're just letting them know that you are particularly serious about it. Love language, we learned that from the Five Languages of Love book, and that's a person's characteristic means of showing love or care for another.
Affection, gift giving.
I'm a gift giver.
Tasks.
Personal touch.
Acts of service.
Acts of service is a good one. So many people know about that one. That's been around for a while.
Yeah.
So it surprises me that that just came into the dictionary.
Yeah. Now they added riz, which we know is kind of a riff on the word charisma, and it means a romantic appeal or charm. They also added side eye, a sidelong glance or gaze, usually expressing scorn, suspicion, disapproval, or curiosity.
Yeah, she give me the side eye.
Oh,
I see Tori give it to me sometimes.
I'm giving it to you now.
I thought that was the look that the guys give when they're at the beach. The side eye, and then the wife catches them, and like, that's not right.
That's why Merriam-Webster had to put it in the dictionary to explain it for you.
Yeah, and if your sunglasses are good enough, you can look up and down. You just can't move your head.
Okay.
Yeah, you're looking straight at the ocean.
I got you.
And this one I had not heard of before. It's called petrichor. Have you heard of that?
No.
Petrichor is a distinctive, earthy, usually pleasant odor that is associated with rainfall. It's the smell of the earth after a recent rain.
It smells like wet dog.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
You walk outside and there's concrete and it just rained. It smells like a wet dog.
It is a pleasant smell.
Does that mean I have like a gene missing or something?
Oh, we knew that.
Yeah. Petrichor, though.
Side eye.
Sounds like one of those drugs out there, you know. Get petrichor today. And here's the side effects.
May include nausea, diarrhea,
and smelly surf.
Large boils on your face. You're like, I don't want that.
And a rainy smell.
All right. Well, those are some of the new words that are being added. I have the other 4,980, but I'm not going to do those.
Well, can they just stop? We have enough words. Have you looked at any book lately?
They ought to take some out. They need to remove some when they add some.
I agree. And they should have like a limit of words that we have in our vocabulary.
Yeah, I'm struggling with the ones we already have.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.